Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, I would like to speak about St. Michael the Archangel because this is the day before his great feast. And of course, we'll speak of him tomorrow, but I realize that many of you will not be able to be at the at Mass tomorrow. So I would like to reflect upon the fact that St. Michael is our special patron, not just because he already is patron of the entire church in terms of defending it, but St. Michael was given to us right here as our parish patron. And he is also patron of St. Michael's Convent, St. Michael's Academy, St. Michael's Rectory. He's the patron of Mount St. Michael. And I can give you the historic reason why he is our patron, and it is because the Jesuit missionaries who came to this area established the first mission as St. Michael's. So they were inspired, or maybe they had, maybe they were directed by their superior at the time. So we're going back to the mid to later 1800s. And I think that they got this title approved that this area would be St. Michael's mission. And for many years, the headquarters for the Jesuit activity here in Spokane was on Palmer Road. There is a monument that's there to this day, reminding us of the legacy of the Jesuit missionaries, in particular Father Cataldo. And he's the one that purchased the property for what became Gonzaga College in honor of St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And he also purchased this piece of property here, not knowing what its purpose would be in the immediate future, but they decided, the Jesuit superiors, to erect a seminary here, a scholasticate for Jesuits. So this is the historical reason. But there's an even more far-reaching reason, and that is, it's God's will. I think we should realize that in whatever parish we are, that divine providence brought about that parish, that spiritual endeavor being placed under the patronage of some saint. And this is the way it is in every Catholic church in the world. It has a title. Some of them might be directly in honor of God, the parish of the Holy Trinity, or Trinity Church. Many churches are in honor of our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin, Our Lady of Lourdes, such as the Cathedral downtown. And Our Lady of Lourdes is patroness of our diocese. And what I'm hoping to convey to you is that it's not a mere accident or happenstance. I believe we should see God's will, God's providence in bringing about the patronage of some of Almighty God, Blessed Mother, or one of the saints or angels upon a particular parish. So divine providence provided that our parish would be under the patronage of St. Michael. I remember very well as a young seminarian when we moved in here in 1978. And I was wondering if the name of the place would be changed. You know how that happens, under new management, new name. But I believe, fortunately, we kept the name of St. Michael. And he's so emblematic of the spiritual battle in which we are. Remember that he was asked by God to lead that tremendous fight. Did God need him? Of course not. God can do anything. But God works through secondary causes. And he commissioned him. You, Michael, will lead this battle against all the rebellious angels. They were in a kind of heaven. All of the angels were. It was not the beatific vision. You will lead this battle. And I believe, since angels have far greater powers than we do, this battle was far greater than any battle that ever happened on earth. Because it's not just between human beings with whatever technology they have. This is between angels. And the good angels prevailed against the bad angels. We think that there, a third of the angels rebelled against God. They didn't have the humility to submit to what God wanted of them. They were put to some kind of test. They refused to submit to God, and therefore they were cast out of heaven into hell. Scripture makes that very clear. Hell was created for the fallen angels. They did not lose their power or their knowledge. They did lose their holiness. They lost all love. And they are trying to, of course, drag down into hell as many humans as possible. Although their power is limited, they are using that power in every way they can to help bring about the damnation of souls. This is what the devil wants, the fallen angels. They want you and me and everyone else to burn in hell with them for all eternity. And of course, that's a frightful thought. So they will disguise really what they're doing to help lead us astray, to help lead us into sin, help lead us away from God. So we have this mighty angel to be our patron. So we should have a particular devotion to him. I'm not saying he has to be the greatest devotion in your life, but since divine providence placed you in St. Michael's parish, you should have a particular devotion to him. Now, as an angel, he's obviously not human. You can't read a biography of him, of what he did here on earth. But still, Scripture tells us, I think, a lot that we really can consider from St. Michael. And how should we have devotion? Well, become more aware of him. Think about him more often. Acknowledge the fact, I am in St. Michael's parish. God provided this patron for us. Pray to him regularly. Now, fortunately, after every low mass, or practically every low mass, we do say that prayer to St. Michael. We just prayed it now. And after the rosary, that's part of the after rosary prayers, to pray that tremendous prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. St. So we need him. Now, you can read about him from Scripture. There isn't a lot of words, but still there are things that are conveyed that we can actually imitate. And this is what devotion is. Imitating the person that you are honoring. You've heard that saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. When you try to model yourself after somebody else, you're honoring that person. Whether that person be in heaven or here on earth. And so how do we model ourselves after Saint Michael? What do we know about him? Well, think about the fact that he constantly is in the presence of God, and angels can be in more than one place at the same time. So he is praying to God by being in heaven. Can't that help you with your prayer life? Can you not imitate him better in your prayers, really focusing on God better, as Saint Michael does? His loyalty to God. That's something we can practice in our daily life as humans. We see his angelic loyalty. We can have a virtuous loyalty that copies that in our own human way. What about St. Michael's humility? Quis ut Deus? Who is like unto God? I'm sure you can hear the humility in that question, which really is what his name means in the Hebrew. Who is like unto God? He's submitting to God. When we submit to God, we are practicing humility. When we obey God, we are imitating St. Michael, who not only led the great fight, but what else does God want him to do that he does out of obedience? He fights against Satan. He rescues the souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at the hour of death. He is the champion of God's people. He also brings men's souls to judgment. So those are the duties. Those are the obligations God has placed on St. Michael. He obeys God. St. Louis Brie de Montfort says in True Devotion that St. Michael is most eager to obey Our Lady as the Queen of Heaven, as the Queen of Angels, and fulfill whatever tasks she assigns to him. So when we do our tasks, our duties, again, an opportunity to practice the virtue of obedience in imitation of St. Michael. Now, he didn't have a human body, and he doesn't model courage or experience fear like we do. That's part of our human body and its emotions and experiences. But I think we can still ascribe a certain kind of courage to St. Michael. And that will inspire us to the courage that we need to practice, that we need to exhibit. This is not the time, nor was there ever a time, when we should shrink away and hide what we stand for. That is a lack of courage. That's giving into fear. We have to have courage. That's a virtue. And I think St. Michael really does exhibit that, his willingness to go to battle, spiritual battle, that is. You know, there are so many evil forces at work in society. The moral degradation of society is just shocking. I mean, if you did a comparison between what's happening now and what was happening, say, 100 years ago, it would be unbelievable. The degradation of the moral fiber, the loss of faith, the relativism, the excusing of all kinds of sin. Things were bad 100 years ago. But just think how much worse they are. The things you wonder, I remember Bishop Pivruna saying in one of his sermons, he says, you know, things can't get any worse, and then they do. It shows how far human nature will fall without God's grace. We're capable as humans of committing the greatest evils. We're also, by the grace of God, capable of performing the greatest goods or the very great actions. So I think St. Michael is telling us, under his patronage, to be strong in the faith. Doesn't mean we have to be on a soapbox on the street corner, but we will have opportunities to let our faith show. You are the light of the world, our Lord said. It takes courage to do that. And it's by the grace of God. I know he wasn't Catholic, Charlie Kirk, although he was close, from what I've heard, to becoming Catholic. But on a certain level, you can certainly be edified by the courage that he showed. He was not afraid to stand up for what was right. I don't agree with him on every point that he made, of course. But we supernaturally, as Catholics, need to have that courage. We can't shrink back and hide and not let our faith show. Yes, we will feel fear, but remember, we still have to keep moving forward. I've collected a couple of quotes over the years, more than a couple, on courage. And I'll just share a couple of these with you. Of course, they can definitely be Catholicized. Let me read another one. The future does not belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. So we'll feel the fear, but say your prayers. And that's where your strength will come from. And here's a really good one. The wishbone will never replace the backbone. So let us, under the patronage and help and inspiration of St. Michael, practice our faith, show our faith. Let us try to help souls. And as St. Augustine said, we do not hate the sinner. We hate the sin, but never the sinner. We are there to try to help others. Share your faith with them. Love them enough to do so. And let us thank God for our great patron, St. Michael, the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.